Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM, Monday morning, here on KSJE, and it's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology with my guest, Lewis Campbell, who is joining us from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis, good morning. If he can hear me or not, let's take a look here. Lewis, I'm going to come back to you again. I don't know if you could hear me, maybe now that you can, because it was a problem at my end. Can you hear us?
Oh, I can hear you now. You suddenly appeared out of nowhere. Hello.
There you go. Sorry about that. That would be operator error on this guy right here. So my apologies. But anyway, what's new this week? What have you been looking at as far as technology goes?
Well, a company that I just had up here is building, Dobe Technologies is building a factory in Ohio for air taxis, which is cool. Not because we're crazy about Ohio or nothing wrong with Ohio, but the fact that there is a company building a factory to build air taxis.
Right.
So, you know, that implies that we might be having air taxis at some point here in the near future. There's the pictures of their air taxis are actually pretty cool, little sleek kind of, you know, 007 James Bondish look for their air taxis. But yeah, this company is going to build a production plant in Ohio and hopefully start cranking these suckers out. So it ought to be interesting to see if other people follow and if air taxis are going to start at some point being a thing.
Interesting. Okay. And I think, you know, we can see that kind of coming, but I think maybe this makes it a little more realistic, right? That we may be seeing these sooner than later by having a manufacturer here in the United States. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah, and that would, and of course there are, you know, China, there are companies in China that are looking at manufacturing them as well and so forth and so on. So, you know, it's exciting and not necessarily if you're an acrophobic like me, but, you know, I'm still, when they start coming at, I'm going to still try to take a ride in them and see if I can handle it and not get too white knuckly. So.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the idea is going to be, what do they look like? Are they going to look like giant drones or are they going to be more like little planes or helicopters or what exactly is the appearance going to look like, right?
Yeah, well, the picture on the article I'm looking at is, like I said, it's got this kind of 007 look to it, but it is a drone. It looks like a drone. It's got four giant helicopter-style propellers, you know, at the four corners.
Okay. And probably can only carry one or two people at a time, I suppose?
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, it's not saying here in the article, but from the picture, it looks like at least two people. It might be four. It's actually a pretty big, the one they're showing in the picture is a fairly large deal. But yeah, it ought to be interesting to see how this turns out.
Well, interesting. Very good. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Another article that I'm noticing here is about some new type of bicycle tire developed by, inspired by acid that doesn't need to be filled with air. Another Ohio-based company. This is it's the All Ohio Show today. They are a smart tire company revealed its NASA-inspired Never Go Flat tires, designed to be completely airless. And the tires are available to purchase, but it's happening via a Kickstarter campaign, which is kind of what happens with some of these new types of things. But apparently, it's inspired by NASA's titanium tires, which it created and used on the Perseverance rover. Which is now, of course, on the planet Mars, or is on the planet. So, interesting, right? That a tire wouldn't need to be filled with air on a bicycle. Mountain biking, you know, folks.
We've had those before, right? The ones that have like a solid rubber and stuff. They just had a terrible ride. So hopefully, this is a no air tire that does not have a terrible ride.
Maybe a little better ride. We would hope so. True. Okay, that's very true. What else? What else from you?
The Google trial continues to go on. So, last time we talked about that, we were speculating as to Google's defense. And it turns out that Google's defense basically is, hey, people don't use us because we have, spent $10 billion a year to maintain our monopoly. People use us because they just like us better than everybody. So that's their defense. They're saying that, that there's, even if they weren't spending $10 billion a year to make sure that they are pre-installed and the first thing you get on every device you can possibly open, that people would still choose them anyway. The
Interesting.
government's, of course, saying, no, it's happening because you spend $10 billion a year to make sure that it happens. So that's another thing to keep looking at and see how that eventually turns out.
Okay. We'll see what happens, right? That trial continues, so we will see. That's kind of an antitrust type of situation, so we'll see what happens there. Very good. Anything else that you're noticing?
Prime Day, Amazon Prime Day. For those of you who love Amazon Prime Day, where they have the one day a year where you get deals. Well, now the Amazon decided, hey, we like this so much, we're going to do this twice a year. So it's coming back. October 10th is going to be Amazon Prime Day 2, and apparently they're going to start doing it twice a year. So if you like Amazon Prime deals. Look forward to October 10th and, go spend all your money on
Okay.
Amazon and have lots of cool things, I
Interesting.
think.
And did I hear this correctly that one of the new designs for the iPhone has gotten rid of the Apple Lightning connector in exchange for a USB-C type connector, which is found on almost every other cell phone that's
Well,
manufactured?
yeah.
Is that actually happening?
Apple has announced the iPhone 15 Pro and the iPhone 15 Pro Plus. I'm not sure about the connectors on those, but yes, I believe that in a future version they're going to dump the Lightning connector and go to USB-C. And I don't think it's out of altruism. I think it's mostly because the European Union has basically told them they have to do USB-C in
Interesting.
Europe. So, a manufacturer's not necessarily going to make two different models if they don't have to for, Europe and for the United States. So,
Right.
my suspicion is that their hand was forced.
And why would they want to dictate what type of cord or connection Apple uses just for interoperability with other chargers or
Oh,
a
absolutely. So
standardization?
we've talked about this before on the show. The whole perspective of European law is very different from the United
Well, that's
States. The
true.
United States is all about we're all about not regulating companies. The European Union is all about privacy and individual privacy and things of that nature and individual and stuff like that. And also when it comes to devices and technology, they're all about enforcing things that make it, I don't want to say easier for the consumer, but it all boils down to there's more regulation there.
Yeah. Okay.
And
Well, more
they,
consumer protection, I think, too, right? Isn't that what you would
yeah.
say as well?
Yeah,
With that?
that's a good way to put it. More consumer protection. And so they're more about like, hey, you guys, having these devices where your connector is incompatible with everybody else, that's not going to fly here. Our consumers want connectors they can use on any phone they want, so you got to change it.
Okay.
So that's kind of how that boils down.
Gotcha. All right. Interesting. Well, welcome to everybody else from the iPhone that is using a USB-C connector, I guess, right? In the rest of the
Yeah.
world. So we'll see. All right. Well, Lewis, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining me this week. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And everybody, I hope you have a great week.
All right. Thanks. You too. That's Lewis Campbell. He's here from Synergy Computer Systems every Monday with me for our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. And thank you for joining me this morning, everyone. Have a great rest of your Monday. I'll see you back here on KSJE online and on air tomorrow morning, a little after 8 o'clock. This is KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.